We are recording. Just know that I'm definitely going to post this one. So anything that you don't want out on the public forum, just keep in mind. Even if we have to stop and start a lot like we did last week,
and
fuck it, I'm going to post it.
I'm just
already pausing.
So go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, man. Let's just preface this with, here's how my Iowa State game day was bookended. Start the morning off feeling like a million bucks, 6 a.m., got a pot of coffee on. My Tottenham Hotspur lay a fucking egg against Arsenal.
I told you that was going to happen.
I don't want to listen to that right now. So then we follow it up with, I'm ready to make breakfast, and my dad gives me a call asking for a favor. Their house in Florida just got waylaid into by the hurricane, and he has some heavy stuff he'd like some help getting loaded up into a trailer. One thing led to another, and it took longer than as planned, and that's just how it goes. Always. So I didn't get to see anything of the first half until we started putting points on the board. So halftime, I felt like a million bucks. It's like, all right, I'm finally watching the team. Look at this. Now that I'm watching the team, we're performing.
Oh, my God.
We got them right where we want them. What was it? Was it 8 to 14 at half?
Yeah, 14-8, yeah. 14-8?
Yep. Yeah, we've got them dead to rights. They're thinking they're in control. But we're coming out the better after the end of that second quarter, never mind the very last drive at the end of the second quarter. But that was fine. It was one of those things where you could chalk that up to just killing off the clock, if nothing else. So you're the last guy holding the ball type of deal. Whatever. Then the game happens. And then I come home. And you guys are waiting patiently for me to jump on board with you. Come in to see garbage strewn all across the main level of my house because my old bitch of a dog just lit into the garbage can, ripped it all the way from the front entry clear into my bedroom. How I didn't put her down. Well, so anyways, about the game.
I thought you were going to go somewhere totally different when you said
no,
that.
Like, oh, shit.
No, that was just, that's just a whole
like,
nother.
I can hear the divorce papers right now.
That's just a whole nother. Like, I've never had a dog before this one. And so she's more my dog than Allison's. And so she's starting to get that old dog issue where she's deaf. She doesn't listen as well. Once in a while, she pees a little bit and she doesn't even know that she's doing it. And I'm kind of holding on because she's still more or less healthy. But anyways, that's a whole that's a God willing, that can be a February conversation after the season. But on to the game. We hit the upright twice. And then we just completely – that kick at the end was so far off. The TV showed one upright, and I screamed, it's in. It's in.
Oh, man.
No. Bless your soul. You just – it looked like one of my tee shots just went – wildly left, and it kind of comes back around to kicking reminds me a lot of golf. It's more between the ears than it ever is about the physical attributes that you may have.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And when you've got a true freshman and he's having himself one of those days,
yeah,
and you have all of this talent all across the field, why are you putting it on this poor son of a bitch? Where where are we with the running? Why are we not running the ball? I don't care that Jirell Brock's not in here. We have all kinds of guys that can run. Yep. That's what I'm told. So either Silas and Sanders are not cutting it. The line is garbage. The quarterback is garbage. What is it? Because I think it comes back to the trenches. Why is Deckers scrambling for his life seeing ghosts already when he hasn't even played half a season? We can't even muster 50 yards rushing against this bullshit Kansas defense. Deckers throws 2-3 picks. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. The fact that the defense was still able to feel like they had a chance to put their mark on the game in the fourth quarter after all of those fuck ups. I mean, now what are we talking about? What are we talking about? I'm completely reassessing my thoughts on the season now.
I mean, Kev, we held them the season lows and on everything on offense, dude.
And we knew that was going to happen, didn't we, right, Ty?
Yeah, we did. We knew
that the defense was going to do the job. What the fuck's Heacock thinking right now? What's he saying?
He's thinking that Nebraska coordinator job is looking mighty fine.
No, he's not saying that. He's not saying that. Not today.
No. Not today. But he's thinking, how hard am I going to have to work now that I'm like 60 or however old he is? How hard do I want to work to see nothing from it?
You'll be better off at Iowa State than at Nebraska.
Yeah. What about Wisconsin?
It doesn't change the premise of the question, which is, who do we keep leaning on, Campbell? Who do we keep leaning on, Manning? Who do we keep leaning on? The guy's name is John Heacock. And why is he the only one who can perform?
Right.
We finally got a special teams coordinator. Well, you can tell that it's clearly too many seasons gone. He hasn't had a second to do anything about it. Because look at that. I had flashbacks of the Iowa game again on a punt return. How about that fucking mess?
Yep. Like literally the same spot of the field.
It was the same spot of the field.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. It's the same stuff. Are we going to the Liberty Bowl again?
Kevin, we're not going to a bowl game.
We just lost to Kansas.
We're not going to a bowl game.
We just lost to Kansas. I don't.
Go down the list. And I'm not trying to pile on. I'm not trying to talk. Go down the list. Where are the wins?
No. This is it. And people can sugarcoat whatever. The players are thinking the same exact thing that I'm saying right now. Uh-huh. What were they thinking in August? What were they thinking? We're going to hang for the Big 12 championship. We've got a shot at it just like anybody else. All we got to do is play our game, and we're going to make it happen. Now let's reassess because we fucked up.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row, we fucked up. The first week, I can hang that on bullshit officiating in the first half, ruining the rest of the game. That's fine. Against Baylor. Now here.
Conference champ, yeah.
Now here, we lay eggs and we're relying on a freshman kicker. How many times in the first half? Did he hit the post twice in the first half, or was one of them in the second half?
I can't remember. It doesn't
one really wasn't, okay, so one was in the first half, one was in the second half. Yeah. But yeah,
if I were to ask you this, Kevin, on our preview show, if I were to ask you, we hold Kansas to 14 points and they only score in one quarter. What would you think? Do you think we win that game?
I'll tell you exactly what I would have said because I said it in the preview.
We would have blown them the fuck out.
My initial thought was we were going to. We were going to win 28-14, and then you told me they had a garbage defense, and I upped the ante to 35-10.
Yeah. And they did have a garbage defense, and we couldn't do shit about fuck.
Right.
Turns out we have a garbage offense.
Yep.
I mean, we have to. We have to. What are we? If we're not garbage, then we're mediocre. Okay.
Okay. So we scored a touchdown and a field goal on Kansas. You want to know the other team that has scored the same? Everybody else that they've played has scored more. You want to know the other team that has scored a touchdown and a field goal against them?
Probably a directional team.
Tennessee Tech.
There they are.
We are the same confidence on offense as Tennessee Tech.
Now, Xavier Hutchinson hangs onto the ball after contact in the end zone, and this is all a different conversation. I understand.
We got by that one, didn't we?
I'm still going to be annoyed. I'm not going to be this annoyed. But, and who knows, maybe Kansas plays differently after that too. So,
well, I mean, you just look at the Iowa faithful. The result matters.
It sure does.
They won 10 games last year, and they were all high and mighty.
Damn right.
The result matters. They weren't anything special last year. They're the same team as they were last year this year. They just – the ball is just bouncing the other way.
Yep.
I mean, at this point, yeah, you talk about running down the schedule. The only teams we're probably going to beat are Oklahoma and Texas, and then everybody else is going to beat us.
Texas is looking pretty good today.
I gotta make myself laugh a little bit.
You think we're gonna go down in Austin and beat them?
We're gonna beat the fuck out of them. Just no. Give me till Tuesday. No.
Give me till Tuesday. I agree. Right now, I'm very like
it's burn just, it all day. It just keeps coming back to the line, doesn't it?
It's the same shit every year.
It just keep coming back to the line and. The fuck do we do to fix this? Because you can't do anything without a line. I mean, right. Iowa doesn't have a quarterback, and they can still manage to win games. Why? Because more years than not, they have a line.
Right.
We've got you've got what I saw, the bit that I saw, watching in the kitchen with all my extended family and kids running around and everything. I saw a quarterback who looked like he looked like an Iowa State quarterback of years gone, where he's so worried about getting hit in his blind side before he even receives the snap that he's already panicking and just going tunnel vision straight to Xavier Hutchinson, whether it made sense or not.
Right. Like the whole game.
And there's nothing more disheartening than seeing a guy on his first year of being our starting quarterback already doing that, because once you form those tendencies, how do you break those? Because it's no different than, you know, baseball playoffs coming up. We're talking about pitchers with the yips. It's a mental block. You've got to get beyond it. And now we have to deal with that coupled with a kicker who just completely, we might have done some damage to his career.
Uh-huh. I don't want to bash a single player, but we have seen it before where shit like this has happened, where they whiff one, two or three in a game, or they get two or three shanked punts or something like that. I'm not going to call a single guy out because that's not really what I want to do here, but you see it where that happens to ex-Iowa State kicker, mm-hmm. and then their career's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It is a tough mental game.
Yep.
Being in that special teams as the specialist. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, your offense and defensive guys, like you remember, Eric, we were talking with Marchi this summer. Just kick it long, do your job. That's basically what your position players are going to think of you. And yes, that makes sense, and I completely understand that, but there's so much going on in that headspace when you've got this quiet time with nothing but you and your thoughts waiting for a ball to get snapped, and so much can get fucked.
Yep.
And we pinned it on a 18-year-old kid. Who, I mean, if he hits one of those, If he hits one of those, what's the difference in the game? We talk about woulda, shoulda, couldas. One of those pings off the upright through. You've seen that enough times.
Right.
Tie ball game.
Yep.
On the flip side, that fucked up PAT attempt that we ended up getting a two-point conversion on, maybe we don't get in there and we're still fucked. Hutchinson losing the ball in the end zone. That was the other big one. How could the game have gone different there? I'm not going to pin it on the freshman kicker.
Oh, no, no, man.
Over this. I'm not. It's not his fault that we forced him to have to be the hero in this game just to get us to overtime. Right. So that we'd probably have to ask him to kick again.
Exactly. Like, it's just there were way too many issues in this game, I think, offensively.
Yes.
It was just too much to overcome. Like that one, like the drive where Hunter threw the interception, where we almost had another 99-yard drive. I was about to say, I'm like, are we going to convert on another 99-yard drive through an interception? I'm like, God. It was just, it's the same stuff, bro. Like, the last past few weeks, same stuff.
It's not fun.
It's not. It's very, very frustrating and irritating.
I'm not writing off the season. You'll find me in the parking lot right away.
Oh, no. I'll be there next week. It's just like we can't expect like things to go right if we're doing the same thing, which is literally the definition of it. But
I just – you have to make it make sense for me. Right. You have to make it make sense. I mean, I'm an Everton fan going back to the soccer.
I told you that was a bad.
And I'll tell you this. You have to make it make sense. And they went out this offseason in their transfer window, Everton did, and they needed a striker badly. They couldn't score a goal to save their life last year. They barely stayed up in the Premier League. And they did not – did they go out and get a striker? No. They sold their
attacking. They sold one to my team.
They sold one to Kevin's team, the best one.
Yeah.
And we didn't get anybody for it. And they won today, Everton did. I don't know, by the grace of God. But they won. I shit you not. They maybe had – they scored two goals. They may have had two shots on goal. And it was just the other team going at them. It's like, yeah, of course they would. We don't have anybody. We don't have anybody who can dribble. It doesn't make any sense. And that's another podcast. I don't have an Everton podcast, but that's for another podcast. Make it make sense. If you're at 2nd and 9, 3rd and 9, and you run a 3-yard slant route, that math don't add up.
Okay? It sure doesn't.
This is not Laplace Transforms, where you need to be an engineering mind to understand how this all works, to understand how to calculate an impulse.
Yeah.
This is plus and minus.
I don't even remember the exact scenario. It was in the second half. I know that.
Kevin, I could go up to your 5-year-old daughter and be like, hey, is 3 bigger than 9? And she'd probably look at me and go, no. And I'd go, yeah, it's not, is it?
It's 3rd down and at least medium. We're in an obvious passing situation. Deckers hits a wide open. Xavier Hutchinson on a crossing pattern. And instead of cutting up and getting his first down, he continues to stray more towards the sideline, with the idea that he's going to take on this defensive back and show him the business. And what happens? The defensive back does his job, goes low, X goes over him, comes up just short. It's things like that. It's things like that when you're talking about exactly right, and the defense gives you those passes that are too short of the first down mark, but our guys making the right decision. Just, I get it. follow your momentum is easier than just making an abrupt cut and going upfield when you don't necessarily know what's behind you anyways.
Right.
But it's that sort of stuff that we're just not. We're preaching winning the margins, preaching winning the margins.
We're not doing that.
It seems like anytime margins are involved, we just take the shotgun and put it up to our mouths.
We're not doing that.
Chris Felica had a tweet today of like anytime the point spread or like is like within three either way for our games, we're 5-14 in those games. That's pathetic. That means that for a game that's supposed to be close, you're losing it.
Yeah.
That's telling you that you're losing in the margins. Yeah. If you're gonna preach winning the margins, oh, we gotta be. Maybe it's time to go out and get a fucking Mike Leach. And I'm not saying replacing Campbell, but changing up the offense to where you don't give a fuck about the margins because you're going to be getting first downs.
Yes.
Well, that's part of what I want. So missed most of the first half. I kind of watched the second half with a crowd. So how can we sort out the root of the issue? Were we being too predictable when we tried to run? Was it all because Jirell Brock was out in the very beginning of the first drive or whatever? And these other two guys just aren't quite ready to carry the, I don't know. You got to have a running attack with this team.
You do.
And throwing out 30, 40 yards in a game isn't going to do it.
It's not going to do it. Like we had, dude, you know what? You want to know how many rushing yards we had? We had 26 yards. 26 fucking yards, man. That's pitiful.
I mean, I get sacks and that fumbled snap, I mean, and all that stuff go against.
Yeah.
We got to remember something here. We got to remember something. This is not. This is not the fucking. This is not Texas.
You know,
this is not Oklahoma. This is fucking Kansas, dude. We lost to punk ass Kansas.
When Kansas got their second touchdown, leading up to that play, leading up to it, what's their quarterback's name? Jalen Daniels, is that it?
Jalen Daniels, yeah.
Before the play where he just pranced in untouched, they trotted out the option. They're on the goal line. They trot out the option, and he was faking to throw or faking to pitch, faking to pitch, faking to pitch. Why didn't we just light his ass up? Who cares if we gave up the touchdown at that point? You're sending that mobile quarterback a message that if you want to run on us, you're going to get hurt.
Right. That
was my one gripe about that when we were watching the defense play was like,
I have no gripes against the defense.
No, that was my only one.
They played exactly the game that they needed to play. I think Kansas will score 14, more than 14 all season.
No, but that was one of those scenarios where it was like, it felt inevitable that they were going to get some form of points on us anyways, so you might as well just throw his face in the dirt.
Yeah, they're going to get some points. You got to send a message. But we sent a message in the second half where they didn't score a single fucking point on us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They had 28 yards of total offense in the second half.
Yeah, they had like 28 yards or something stupid. They had some stupid amount of yards. Just nothing. They got nothing. And we couldn't do shit. We couldn't do shit.
That Heacock defense. That Heacock defense. I mean, fuck. Look at
that. We're wasting it.
We're wasting it, dude. He made adjustments like I knew that he would, but every time on offense,
That's why that Baylor game, I thought for sure, down three, fuck me. We're going to win.
Well, shit. I mean, I thought that too. I'm like, all right, well, you know, if we put together a good drive, what happened? Interception.
We're wasting Bo Freeler. We're wasting Will McDonald. We're wasting Miles Purchase. We're wasting all these guys on, and they're all making big plays. Don't get me wrong. Yep. They're making the big plays. They're looking great, but we're not fucking winning. So it doesn't fucking matter. We might as well lose 70 to nothing. And you know what? Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Kevin. You excited to go to Cy-Town now? You excited to go to Cy-Town? Hang out at Cy-Town?
I am not going to go real dark on this.
Go dark. Let's do it.
I just...
Come to the dark side.
Well, you're just going to drag me into the... You're kicking the people that have always come, even though we only won two games a season, around just to make room for the people that are just around for the party.
And when the apathy sets in, they're not going to be there.
And that fucking Cy-Town just reeks of, well, this is fun. This is what everybody else is doing. And then as soon as shit goes sour, my kids will be playing touch football in the parking lot. It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. The 90s are gone.
Mm-hmm.
The 90s are gone. It will not be like that. I'm not at the point where I think that we're going to, what do we got? 3 wins. Not at the point where I think that we're going to finish the season 4-8 or something stupid.
Like that. No.
I am annoyed.
Speak for yourself.
You're a pessimist by nature.
Of course he is. I had to talk him from that last week.
I called you this morning telling you we'll find a way to lose.
Well, of course you will, because that's the glass half empty in you.
To sacrifice a season to beat Iowa. That's my excuse.
We can lose that Iowa game every single season that we play if that's what it takes to
see. Yeah, this when people say, if it was one game, would you rather beat Iowa or win the Big 12 and lose to Iowa? I'm like, I'd rather win the Big 12 and lose to Iowa.
Are
you kidding me?
They can bolt that trophy in whatever cabinet Iowa City has for it.
What I'm saying. You can win as many Cy-Hawk trophies as you want, but then to have a Big 12 title, I would take that any day.
I'm not going to say I'm not mad, because I am a little bit. I'm just mostly disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
Because I knew that the league was going to be wide open this year, and I knew that we had a rock solid. I knew that we had a rock solid defense, and that was going to give us the edge. And I knew that Hunter Deckers was going to be able to sling it. I knew we had a stable of running backs. I knew we had Xavier Hutchinson coming back around with Jalen Knoll with a whole nother season under his belt. And let's see what this kid from Colorado could do. All of this stuff was coming together, and we just
left Kansas. I mean, let's take a little review here. This Kansas team is good. They're not going to be in the Big 12 championship. They're not. They're too beatable. They're not going to be in it. Baylor lost today. If we won today, we'd be right back in it.
Yeah.
We'd be right back in it. But Baylor lost.
OU's 0-2.
If I were to tell you before the season, Baylor will lose their second conference game. West Virginia will not be in it. Texas will lose their first conference game to Texas Tech, and Oklahoma will be 0-2 in the conference. You would say this conference is ripe for the taking. If you can't capitalize on this year, you might as well just not even come out. This is the prime year just to take advantage and separate yourself from the league as you go into the new version of the league.
Yeah, exactly. That was us only losing to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like to me.
Took advantage of a down league. There's no clear team where you're like, nobody's gonna beat them.
Now on the bright side, let me muster the courage to shine a little light.
No, I want to hear the light. I want to hear the light. I need some light, Kev.
The league is a giant fucking cluster.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The league is a giant cluster because like let's say next week we beat K-State.
Of course we
one
will.
And two, and then we'd be a game back because literally that's how the conference is going to be. Like everybody's going to be within a game of each other. So even if you are 0-2, you're not technically like eliminated from anything from teams that are 2-0. Because that 2-0 team could lose the next week.
Just get comfortable with the idea that no one is going to control their own destiny. Everyone's going to be looking at tiebreakers.
Yes.
And quit fucking around over there on the offensive end, guys, because it could still be right there. It could still be right there.
It still is right there.
You can't go stagnant for a whole quarter.
This is what I'll say. Is what I'll say.
Or more.
I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm optimistic, pessimistic. Catch me in the hour. Okay.
These are all grown men.
Here I'm being a realist. Okay. Here I'm being a realist.
Yeah.
We're not looking for a tie break. We're not going to be peeking at our phones. We're not going to be looking at people's Excel spreadsheets of these are all the tie breaks and we need this team to lose and checking our phones during games to see which team's winning because we need tie breaks and whatnot. We're not going to be doing that this year because you want to know why? We put up 11 points on that putrid Ash offense. I can't even talk. I'm so frustrated right now.
Not to mention the 92nd ranked defense.
We couldn't score on that putrid ass defense with our offense. And I don't care that Jairo Brock is hurt. You should be able to take my grandmother and score.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna go up against other teams with better defenses. And by better defenses, I mean mediocre defenses. And we will score maybe nothing.
I can't.
The next week when we go up against Kansas State, this is my prediction for Kansas State, and I hate that I'm negative. I want to feed you all rainbows and sunshine, but this is the reality. Our defense will come to play. Our offense might score 6, might score 7, might get a touchdown. The Kansas State defense is too good. It's just what are you getting from Adrian Martinez that day? What are you getting from Adrian Martinez that day? And if he's having a bad day, it's going to be a close game. If he comes out there and starts running around, it's going to be a long night. People will be leave at halftime.
I mean, honestly, it's really on if he runs for over 100. He ran for 187 today, and. What was it? The game that they lost, they held him under 100 yards rushing, and they forced him to throw. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Jalen Daniels being a good running quarterback. There's another quarterback across the state who's just as good, if not better, with a better team.
Right.
They might have lost to Tulane, but they beat Oklahoma and they beat Texas Tech today.
Yep.
And they're a better team. They have a better line. They have a better defense, much better defense. We are in for a long night next week if we can't figure it out this week.
Figure it out.
It's gonna be one of those games where either it's a slobber knocker for 4 quarters or people will be leaving at halftime and not coming back. I hate being the negative guy. I hate being it, but I'm being honest right now. I'm being factual. I'm being truthful. This is how I feel. It's going to be a long season if we can't figure this stuff out.
Yep. How much are there?
Because you got to be able to move the ball.
Needs to find,
fucking JV team that we played today on defense.
We've got, well, you've got a lot of new pieces on that offense. And I'm trying to.
Halfway through the season. We're halfway through the season.
I can't. I can't kill off dreams until it's not possible anymore.
Are these guys competitors or not?
Well, yeah, I believe in being able to tell grown men what you think about them, and they should be able to handle it. I mean,
if you're getting NIL deals and you're doing all that, you're a grown man.
Yeah. You're 18 years old. You're old enough to enlist in the military. The rest of us can handle conversations about how you're not good at a sport.
Now, if you're sitting in the crowd and everybody piles on you, okay. But you know what? You signed up for college football. You know what you're getting into.
If you didn't want to hear that, go to Central in Pella. You can't even mow the lawn in that town on a Sunday. So.
Yeah, I know.
We have Kansas State. I'm looking at the schedule right now. Kansas State at home this Saturday, followed by Texas on the road.
That's a punk.
Backed up with Oklahoma at home. And then
we got a bye week in between, and then OU.
Yeah. And so there just was so much hinging on us at least being 1-1 in conference.
All right, I'm going to play I want to play a game here with you, Kevin. Because this is your team. Tyler has the Cowboys, I have the Chiefs. This is your team.
I'm going to say that we're winning.
Yeah, that's not what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you to go to a bowl game. We need 3 wins. Which ones are those?
West Virginia, Oklahoma. Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Well, more likely Oklahoma than TCU, right?
Yeah. Well, tell me the last one. What's the last one?
Probably. Well, Texas Tech.
Okay.
Those would be your 3 easiest.
West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas Tech.
I mean, you rattle those off, though. Look at how they string up. Let's just pretend for a second. We lose to Kansas State. We lose at Texas somehow.
3-4.
I still think we're going to beat Texas. Beat Oklahoma. Beat West Virginia back-to-back weeks. Lose on the road to Oklahoma State. Beat Texas Tech. We're probably going to beat TCU too then to finish the season. Who knows what TCU's got going on in the same time frame, you know. But you rattle, what was that, 4 out of 5 off like that?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to roll into Fort Worth feeling like you're ready to beat some ass.
Have you not been watching? No. Did you not watch the game 2 hours ago?
We're going to learn from our mistakes, and we're going to grow from this, and we're going to win in the margins.
You go do the press conferences. I hate to be this pessimistic. It's because it's after the game. I know
it's immediately after the game. I mean, anybody that wants to just talk about how we're.
I know on Tuesday that I'm going to wake up and go, we're going to kick the shit out of Kansas State.
and the worst part is it had to be Kansas that we just lost to.
Yeah. Right. And they rushed the field. They rushed the field on a team that's 2-3-2.
Guess what else they did? They just went 5-0.
Right. Because at least the last time we lost to Kansas, that was just a fucking low point because we knew we were like, well, fuck, this is rock bottom. At least with this, it's just like, damn.
I'll say this. I know I'm being negative. I'll say this, though.
This whole fucking episode's negative. It's fine. Oh. It is what it is.
It's fine. Yeah. This is pure raw emotion.
You can go listen to the analysis from other podcasts. Yeah. Get your happy hunky dory.
Listen to the Learfield post game show. I'm sure they're blowing smoke up you.
Yeah, right. They found their way to blame it on the ref somehow.
I'm not casting blame on the guys that do the thing. That's what they have to do for a paycheck.
What I'm telling you is, I can't even remember what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. the play, I'm not blaming any player, any defensive player. I'm like, you played a great game. Now, did we screw up with sometimes? Yeah. But everybody played very, very well. I'm not going to blame them at all. I'm also not going to blame the offensive players. Maybe they played not their greatest game, but I'm not going to come here point fingers and whatnot at players. I think the players are fine. Even that kicker, you shouldn't be in that situation. We should be up by 3 touchdowns.
Right.
What the fuck are we doing?
How many yards did we need on that kick? Just give me a minute.
I don't care. Like the kicks, when you're on your third kick from the field and you've gone 0-for-2 on that day, yeah, both of them going, you shouldn't be out there.
Right.
That's not his fault. But we
it depends on
his ass out there again.
It depends on the distance.
Yeah, but from that distance, he already missed twice.
No. I mean, we were on.
I meant distance to get a first down.
Oh, the distance for right then, it was 4th and 1, 4th and inches.
Get under center, Manning.
Get under center.
We did it on the goal line and we gained 2 yards. And then we went on a whatever it was in inches and we did it out of the shotgun and we gained 6 inches and barely made it. Get your ass under center. It's not that hard. Get under center.
It infuriates me. It infuriates me. The one that really infuriated me was, I think it might have been earlier in that drive or maybe in the 99-yard, what we were hoping was the 99-yard 2.0 drive. Like, it was 4th and 1. We were going to go for it. This fucking infuriated me. We went in the shotgun. And we almost botched the snap and the handoff to Deion Sylas, where I'm like, and he barely got it. I'm like, why are you handing it off to running backs who haven't done shit today on 4th and 1 when they know you're running it up the middle?
Not a predictable run play.
Go under center, please. Please.
Yeah.
And if I'm just a blabbering idiot, will someone please explain to me why?
let me put this into perspective for people who are still trying to make excuses and whatnot, listening in their car or wherever you're listening. Yeah. We didn't go under. Calm down, guys. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, Kevin. When I say this,
I'm waiting. I'm going to listen to you finish all of this.
We didn't go under center. We didn't. It's not that we didn't go under center against Alabama. We didn't go under center for a QB sneak against Kansas.
Right.
Kansas. With their defense. We didn't go under center. We thought, you know what, Trevor Downing? You can't bully around the Kansas defense. The message that we're sending those guys on the bus ride home right now, they're just thinking, I don't know.
Okay.
You win the game, it's a totally different perspective when you lose the game.
Yep.
So a minute and 11 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were at with 3rd and 5.
Yep.
No huddle out of the shotgun. Deckers tosses it to Xavier Hutchinson, gains us 4 yards. And then we let the clock run down to 32 seconds and shank our kick. Fourth and one. And who knows? Maybe it comes down to our belief in our freshman kicker who's piled two against the post is better than our belief in our offensive line.
That's pathetic if it is.
So what are we going to do about this? That is my question to the staff. What are we going to do about this? Because this seems to be a reoccurring theme.
It is. It's just like, it's...
Peacock doesn't have anything to worry about other than how he needs to watch Iowa's playbook to see how his defense can start scoring points.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No shit. Yeah, because now, like, we're almost getting to that point where, like, okay, the defense needs to find ways how to score.
No suffocating shit. Defense, and we're not taking advantage of it.
No right. Shit.
So what's the issue? What's the issue? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll figure it out next week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not here going to be starting to throw stones at the issue until we start losing a couple more.
A couple more.
Yeah.
We have our own thoughts about what the issue is. We just don't want to say it. And that's fine. That's fine. The issue is that we just... I don't know.
What is the issue that you're about to say?
The issue is, well,
I'm just tired of
beating around the bush.
No. I'm just tired of it being the same set of problems. I believe me. I understand that it evidently is very difficult to develop a solid line in your program. Mm-hmm. When you have no history of having a solid line in recent memory. I mean, who's going to come here when you don't ever, you know, it's that whole chicken and the egg garbage, and it takes so long to get your guys into the fray and all that sort of thing. So what the fuck do we do?
when you go to a conference championship, it shouldn't be that hard. To recruit competent. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not hard to recruit competent when you go to a Big 12 championship.
And I think we've seen up to this point improvement on our offensive line.
Here's the thing that I'll
and I wondered if it was the style of play that we were playing more pass first that was helping.
Here's what I'll tell you. It's not just the line's fault that we couldn't do anything. And I'm trying to be fair here. It's not just the line's fault.
No, it's not.
This is what happened with Hunter Deckers. And maybe he's seen ghosts. I don't know.
I think that's my worry.
When he was in that pocket, okay? He was in that pocket, and the pocket looked to be collapsing. But they were still blocking their guys. And sometimes they weren't, so... I'm not talking about those plays. I'm talking about specific plays where it looked like the pocket was closing in on him, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. But when you're the offensive line, any team, the offensive line is going to hold their guy for maybe 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds. That's maybe the length that they'll be able to hold their pass rusher. Anything more than that, it's gravy. Okay. It's gravy if they can hold it longer than that. What he was doing that was just infuriating me, was he would go, oh, my pocket is collapsing, when it wasn't really yet. And then he would take a step out of the pocket. He'd just step out of the pocket. But instead of scrambling,
he froze there.
They just fucking tackled him.
Yeah, that was – I was about to just say that.
What are we doing?
I think I would rather at this point, and I think he'd have more, maybe he would have more success.
Take the yards.
Just commit to taking 3 yards. Just gain your yards and move on. Let's move on to the next play. If that's the guy's first step to the road recovery.
Road to recovery.
Make a commitment. From his issue of not having confidence in his line.
Make a commitment.
Commit to it. See the play through.
On 2nd and 8, if you see your line collapsing and you want to step out of the pocket, either you start scrambling and looking for receivers downfield, or you concede, you get the extra 5 yards, slide, it's 3rd and 3. Mm-hmm. We'll live another down. Instead of getting your ass sacked, and then it's 3rd and 12.
You couple that with there has to be some better understanding between the quarterback and his receivers, because how many times have we heard the commentary on the radio or on TV about how there's miscommunication between the quarterback and his receiver on a throw that's closer to a defender than it is to the receiver, because the receiver turns left and the ball goes to the right. And clean it up, guys. Clean it up. Come on. Clean it up. You're not getting paid millions. I get it. You're playing big boy football, though. Stakes are high. We were just talking about this. Coaching staff signs a quarterback. You know what they do when they pick up a quarterback recruit? They're basically saying to mom and dad, I hope it treats me right, because otherwise my career might end.
Mm-hmm. Look at, we got a guy back in 2015 where Mark Mangino, and I'm not going to call kids out because that's not what I do again. Mm-hmm. But people know who I'm talking about. Mark Mangino came in and he said, I want this quarterback. I want him more than anybody else for the 2015 class. I want this kid more than anybody else. I am recruiting this kid. We are going to get this kid, and this kid is going to lead us to the promised land. That's what he said. That kid lasted on the team for a season. But he said, this kid is going to be the real deal. Trust me on this. We're going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And they brought in that kid. Kid couldn't do anything. They cut his ass after a year. When you get a kid, I say that to say this. When you get a quarterback recruit, you're riding with that kid.
Yeah.
You're putting your job on the line because for that kid. Is that the right kid or not? And also, the quarterback is going, you're putting my career on the line. If I do well in college, I'm going to be in the NFL. I'm going to be first round draft pick, maybe, if you're lucky. And I'm going to get generational wealth for the rest of eternity for my family.
Yep.
That's what you're saying to each other. You're making that deal together where you're like, let's ride off in the sunset. We'll both be incredible. Yeah. And
I'm extremely frustrated with our offense, and I don't know exactly who to pin the blame on. And I think it's a cumulative, I think it's a group issue amongst a number of positions, and I don't know who to yell at first.
Oh, geez Louise. Oh, geez Louise. Oh, well, man.
I think it just comes back.
I think we're going 4-8.
To how wide open the conference is, but how not shitty it is at the very bottom. So it makes me very scared as to what could possibly happen now all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Not thinking this at all until now, like when the game ended, right when we shanked that kick to the left. Then all of a sudden, bang, it just hits me like,
You miss a kick in this conference, you're done.
I'm not going to put that.
It's the same as the basketball season. You could be a damn good team and lose every game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in that regard, yes.
And look at West Virginia last year.
I thought you meant that more as an attack on the kicker, where if you miss a kick, you're done.
No. I mean the team. The team as a whole. If you miss a kick, if you miss a block, if you miss a catch, they get an interception. Apparently the game's over.
Apparently the margins are NFL thin in this league between the teams that are in the competition.
You look at West Virginia last year in basketball. They were at the bottom and they still beat Iowa State. Like, anybody can beat anybody. So you got to know that going in, that you the possibility of losing is very real in any game. This is not coming in and going, oh, we'll probably beat Texas Tech. We'll probably beat Kansas. TCU's always up for grabs. West Virginia's always up for grabs. No, it's not that conference anymore.
Yeah.
There's too much money in it now. There's always been money in it, but now there's way too much where every team is like, you got to win. You got to figure out a way to make it work so that we can get this coin for our university.
It's a giant cluster. And it makes it maybe Kansas will continue to be a decent program. Today,
I think that they'll end up 8-4.
As of today, I have drilled into my head that Kansas is butthole and will always be butthole. And if you lose to them, then you just made the rest of the conference laugh at you.
Because, well, I think you're in luck because Lance Leipold's not going to be there very long.
I would love to see him yell go Big Red.
No, well, he'll go to Wisconsin because Wisconsin's going to fire their guy.
Oh, well, that's fine too. So long as he's gone, because every conference needs a whipping boy.
We need a whipping boy, and we can't be it.
No, and
you need a Rutgers.
I mean, it is what it is.
You need a Vanderbilt.
You can't always go chalk. And I did not believe, and I still do not believe in this hype that I'm hearing about Kansas being good.
But we lost today.
I know that.
You don't think Kansas is any good, but we lost him.
And so I don't know how to wrap my head around this because I don't want to admit that we're not.
I know I probably shouldn't say this, but should we end the podcast? Because we're just kind of
we're talking right now.
Maybe.
I mean, it is what it is.
We are listening to a man try to make sense of insanity. We're trying to see a man who looks at another man who goes, oh, 3rd and 9? Let's call a slant.
Right.
You're trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, and hit him 5 yards in. Who knows? Maybe he'll gain 4 more on the ground. Probably not.
No. When has he ever gained that?
Never, because they're always hit when they catch it. That's the way the world works. So we gained 6 and we needed 9.
That's the story of Iowa State football.
Well, yep. There we go. Give me till Tuesday. I'll be ready to go.
I have a feeling that I won't be this way on Tuesday. Yeah. I have a feeling that I'll be pretty much like Adrian Martinez is going to have a field day. I'm gonna be pretty negative.
Egock will have the boys ready to go.
I don't doubt that. You had them ready to go today.
What's Kansas State's defense looking like? Trash, probably.
No, they're pretty good.
They have
a pass rusher.
They get pressure. They force turnovers.
We didn't get the bounce back game from Baylor. We're absolutely getting it this time around. I'm ready.
I'm gonna be excited for the tailgate. Who's bringing the food for the tailgate?
Oh, I think it might be Italian Nights.
It's Italian Nights.
It is.
Remember when we decided on that last week?
Well, I'll come at around 4.
4? What?
Yeah.
4?
I got too much shit to do.
I might not be able to recognize you. I'll have too much cheap beer in me.
Well, what time does the gates open?
6 hours before.
Okay.
So 10?
So 12:30.
12:30.
Oh, right. 6:30. Shit. At noon, at right at lunchtime. All right.
Well, wait, no. That's wrong. Gates open in the morning or 6 hours before, whichever comes first. What time in the morning? Probably like 8, 9.
Fuck.
Fuck, man.
What time are you getting there?
I don't have kids this time.
Oh yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
You're gonna be hammered. You might get frisky.
You're gonna be hammered.
I am gonna be ready to storm that field after we win, lose, or draw.
I mean, they're gonna be ranked pretty high.
We're gonna ruin their day.
Oh, yes. maybe this is a field rushing game.
This is fine. All right, I don't even need till Tuesday. Why don't we talk about the Kansas State preview? Well, I'll save it for Tuesday.
We'll save it. All right. I need to go to the bathroom anyway. But
All right. Well, good luck in there. We're gonna be Kansas State.
All right. I'll see you guys. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
You too.
I'll see you guys later. Good luck.
Go State.
Yeah. Go State.
Go State forever.
Go State forever. Yeah.